So in some parts of the world, the forest is the new classroom. We're exploring the trend toward outdoor learning amid the pandemic here on The Morning Show. As schools, districts, they're grappling with how to get students back in the classroom. Some schools are taking the curriculum outdoors as much as possible, including, we found, here in Wisconsin. What do you think about an outdoor elementary school? Would you feel comfortable sending your child to an outdoor school with a nature-based curriculum? What can you tell us about outdoor models that you've seen in Denmark or Germany? Conversation right here. It's 800-642-1234. Conversation this hour, 800-642-1234. Mike Mullen is principal of the River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School. It's in the village of Newburgh, which straddles Ozaukee County and Washington County. He's been also a biology teacher, a park ranger. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks so much, Kate. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So take us to River Edge. Set us up here. What is this outdoor area like? What's the classroom?
Well, I tell you what, we're so fortunate, Kate. We sit on about 379 beautiful, pristine acres that people have really toiled over the last 50 years to create these habitats from some of it's reclaimed farmland. So we're really fortunate. We also have the Milwaukee River flowing through our property. We have a number of ponds and streams. So it's an ideal setting for an outdoor elementary school.
Oh, it sounds just bucolic. You know, how and why was the school created? Where did it come from?
Well, it really came from the vision of some of the River Edge Nature Center leadership and Northern Ozaukee School District and also CESA 6. So it was really the leadership of about four or five people that looked at this model of providing outdoor learning for students, because the research is really deep around the advantages and how healthy it is and how much we can learn from being outdoors. And then Wisconsin has a really robust charter school system. Some of the best in the country and some of the most in the country are found here in Wisconsin. So you bring that leadership, that vision, and then really just the opportunity to create schools that may have a little different focus than say a typical public school.
So last year was your first year. Have you grown in size since then?
We have. Actually, we've added a couple of classrooms. We built another classroom. We continue to have quite a bit of interest. We get phone calls each week. I think the COVID has obviously put a little bit of a unique bend on choices that parents have in terms of the education for their students. And we just know that virtual learning isn't for all. So we've become really attractive because of COVID, but we also become really attractive, I think, just because parents at times look for something different for their children, and we're offering that choice.
What is your status now? How are you bringing kids together, I understand, here in person? How do you manage mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kate. So we've put together a system where all of our classrooms are separate. We have two in our nature center, and then we have two yurts and an outdoor classroom as well. So we're able to create kind of this bubble, so to speak, system where the students only have exposure to students in their class, a teacher, and a paraprofessional all day long. So we've created this bubble, and the class sizes are small. Our class sizes are typically 16 to 18 students, and then we're outside all day long. So we're able to social distance. We also obviously wear masks. We have a lot of hand washing and those types of mitigating practices. But we have an environment that really works because we're outside as compared to being inside a typical elementary school.
There's been some pushback, though, on that. Some have researchers or teachers have said, you know, I was reading this, that it's harder to keep kids socially distant outdoors because they tend to like to come together in a group. But when they're seated in a classroom, you can control that because they stay at their spot in their desk, and that desk is at a distance, you know, from the other students. So do you find that that is a challenge at all?
Well, it's really part of the management of the classroom by the teacher, and our teachers really do a great job at that. Yeah, is it possible to keep them 6 feet apart all the time? I think that's a real challenge, but you're also in an outdoor environment as well, so you have free flowing air and fresh air. So from that perspective, but the other thing is that. I think it's a real challenge to expect students to sit in one spot all day long as well.
Mike Mullen is principal of River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School in Ozaukee County. We're talking about the surge in outdoor schooling and the potential for this approach to learning that may outlive the pandemic. Does an outdoor classroom in the age of COVID sound like a good idea? Would you prefer it to indoor classrooms or souped up ventilation systems? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Mike Mullen here on the Ideas Network. So researchers are saying outdoor teaching can have benefits. We're exploring the trend in outdoor schooling amid COVID here on The Morning Show and where it's happening in Wisconsin. Can outdoor class be practical for all schools or in all climates? What outdoor schooling models have you seen work in other countries around the world? Share what you know in outdoor education, how you feel about it. 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Mike Mullen is principal of River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary, and he stays with us. So, Mike, walk us through what your usual typical day might be like. When you say you're keeping the kids outside all day, what does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. That's a great question. So, and it's a wonderful question because we get to live it every day. So our typical day from kind of a 40,000 foot view we would start out each day with a morning meeting. Our teachers are trained in responsive classroom. So we would spend some time around the social emotional learning part. And teachers typically find areas throughout our property to do that. So they might be, for example, by one of our classrooms, we have about 35, 40 hammocks set up, and the students use the hammocks for reading. So we'll have different areas throughout the property that the teachers will take their students to for morning meeting. And then there might be a little bit of classroom instruction in the classroom in one of the yurts. But then after that,
say,
it might.
Did you just say yurts?
I did.
Oh my goodness.
So yurts are big round, wooden and canvas structures. They're heated, for the wintertime, but, we have a couple of those. And then, the students would be out, doing some exploring. We use inquiry as a process for student learning. And then, so they might go out to like Vernal Pond and do life cycles of frogs, or they might explore some of our prairies studying different wildflowers. And we also have a math curriculum, a reading curriculum that we also incorporate in. So really kind of the beauty of an outdoor classroom is we don't have it like the set standard of time. Like when I used to run elementary schools, in public schools, we'd have 90 minutes of reading, 90 minutes of math. Here we incorporate those things together. So for example, if they're doing some studying around wildflowers or prairie restoration, they can involve science and social studies and math and reading all together. So it's a really integrated curriculum.
Well, Jacqueline from Milwaukee called us, couldn't stay on the line. And Jacqueline is going to straight up ask the question, how do you operate in the winter?
That's a great question. And I tell you what, wintertime is a great time for exploration. So really, as we know here in Wisconsin, it's not so much about the weather, it's about what we wear. So our kiddos know to come to school with boots and snow pants and jackets. Obviously, we operate in a safe system. So if it's really cold out, we won't take the kids outside. But But most of the days, the kids are out for and they're moving around during big chunks of time. They might be journaling down by a frozen stream. So and the other thing that's really interesting that I found, Kate, is that students and adults too, in terms of weather, we build kind of a tolerance around weather. We can build up our stamina about how much time we spend outside. If we're constantly going in and out, we don't build up much stamina. But you know, our kids, by the time we get to winter, our kids are used to being outside all day long.
Oh, and the progression of temperatures, yes, as we get closer to winter, that is also, I would assume, part of building that stamina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So fortunately, in Wisconsin, winter doesn't come overnight. So we're able to build up that stamina. But the kids, you know, they might be cross-country skiing. They might be snowshoeing. They might be testing the depth of ice on one of our ponds. So there's lots of things that we can do and lots of learning that takes place.
And the yurts are active in the winter as well?
Yeah. Yeah. The yurts have furnaces in them, as well as all of our outdoor buildings. So
we are with Mike Mullen, who is principal of the River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School that straddles Ozaukee and Washington counties. We're talking about what goes into running an outdoor school where nature is the centerpiece. What questions do you have about the River Edge Outdoor School? What do you want to know about nature-based models of teaching? Join in 800-642-1234. There's more conversation ahead on outdoor schooling. News is next. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show, and right now we're talking about outdoor classroom spaces and what this model of learning can offer amid the pandemic. Is this a turning point for education? And I will say that my kids went to a Montessori school in Louisiana that sat directly on the edge of a bayou, and the outdoor education coordinator's office, his office was outdoors in a shack. And Mr. Yan, he taught all his classes outdoors. Do the benefits of being outdoors go beyond just the reduced risk of spreading COVID? A little snow, sleet, driving rain is one thing, but if you're in an outdoor-based program, what do you do about Wisconsin winters? And as more families seek out these programs, will kids in urban areas be left behind? Questions we're asking here, 800-642-1234. That's where conversation is at, 800-642-1234. Mike Mullen is our guide. He's principal of the River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School. So, Mike, do you think that kids develop a different attitude about the outdoors when they're spending so much time there?
Oh, I think absolutely, Kate. When students are out in the outdoors every day, we also try to infuse an appreciation around the outdoors and an understanding. I think we always take care of things we understand a little bit better. Mm. If I understand a little bit more about how my car works, I probably will take a little better care of it. So our students do. We spend a lot of time talking about, rebuilding trails and our impact on the environment, because we're just blessed to have, you know, almost 400 acres of pristine Wisconsin habitats to work with. And we want to make sure that we're able to sustain that. So that message gets to the students each and every day. And it also gets to the parents as well. So, you know, our hope too is not only all of the benefits of learning outdoors, but you know, maybe we'll create the next Aldo Leopold or John Muir as well.
How do students get to school?
The parents have to drive the students to school. So we have students coming from over 10 different districts. Some of them will travel 45 minutes a day. We have students come from Waukesha and Glendale and Milwaukee and Northern Ozaukee, and they come from all over. Our parents are absolutely amazing. They're committed to this model of learning. They understand the advantages of it. And and they're courageous, you know, to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to step out of the norm a little bit and I'm going to enroll my child in a charter school. And we appreciate that courage. And our parents are very loyal to us. They're very engaged. So I say it every day. I have the best parent group in the world. I have the greatest staff in the world. So we're really fortunate. So it's a commitment by not only the staff, but it's also a commitment by the parents to this particular model.
How do you make this, though, more accessible to the families who can't spend that time in the car to bring that child to school, or who don't have a wilderness program at their doorstep? How do you open this up?
Yeah, that Kate, that's a great question. That's one that I toil with a lot, because I think these opportunities should be available to all students. The reality is that we just don't have these chunks of land to offer this to every student. One of the things that the parents do as well, though, is we have a lot of parents who will group a few kids together for a carpool. So if they have to travel, so that piece is a little bit more on the parents. But you know what? We're a small starting charter school. I think if we grow, maybe we could provide some transportation. But yeah, I think that's a real challenge for us, is how do we provide access to all students? And we don't have the solutions for that yet. This is only our second year, but then, like your point earlier, we could also expand this model out. I'm hoping that we have so much success that we have a school in Milwaukee, and we have a school in Brookfield, and a school in Racine, and so really expanding this model. There's also some wonderful charter schools, environmentally based charter schools throughout the state. And once again, those typically are associated with nature centers.
So, Mike, how do you judge the learning standards here? How does a school meet the state requirements for learning, like reading and math benchmarks?
Absolutely. So we use the same assessments that public schools use. So we use MAP testing 3 times a year. We also have formative assessments on shorter cycles. So all of the assessments that you would see in a typical public school are also used at Rolls, because we use the Wisconsin state standards to drive our learning.
And do you teach to the test, or do your concepts in the curriculum outdoors lend themselves to what these kids may find on their tests?
They absolutely lend themselves. So, you know, you can teach understanding characters in reading. You can teach that outside. You can teach understanding fractions outside as well. So all of those standards aren't held within a typical classroom building. All these things can be taught outside, and the research indicates that, you know, it's about experiences. We remember experiences, and they help drive our understanding and retention of knowledge. So if students are out and they're doing fractions in the dirt, they're going to remember those experiences a lot better than if I was standing in front of the classroom teaching that same lesson.
I just had this visual of fractions in the dirt, you know, making them out with a stick or something.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, where do you recruit your teachers? What are they like? Yeah. Where do you find them?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And really back to your last question, too. One of my teachers today is doing a lesson around, it's a STEM activity around outdoor architecture. So they're taking a look and examining beaver dams, and then they'll use those to understand, you know, how they built them and construction, architecture. So all these principles are laid out for us in the environment. So in terms of finding the teachers, this school really attracts great teachers. We're so fortunate because we have such a solid staff. And one of the things that we do in through the interview process is we talk about a lot about what does it take to teach outside every day. So we're looking for folks that do enjoy and love the outdoors, and they camp and they fish and they hike and they canoe. And then what the final interviews that we do with them, we take them out for a hike, and we do the interview literally out in the prairie or out in the maple forest or out along the river. So it's around really identifying sensitivity to the environment and a comfort level in the environment. Now, the really cool thing is that all of our staff, we all have the same focus. We all love the environment. So our staff, you ask them, you know, what'd you do this weekend? And you hear a lot of, well, I went for a hike, I went canoeing, you know, those types of things. So I think that's the real magic in River Edge, is you have this community of people that all love being outdoors. And that includes the parents and the River Edge Nature Center team as well. So you just don't get that feel at a typical school. The sense of community is absolutely amazing.
Are your kids able to canoe?
Yes, we have canoes and on the property for the ponds. Some of the kids will be doing stream exploration today. So we create safe environments for the students to engage in all of our water resources.
If you're just joining us, we have Mike Mullen with us, who's principal of River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School. It straddles Ozaukee and Washington counties, and we're discussing this trend toward outdoor education and where it's headed. Mike's school is in its second year. You can join in what you've learned in outdoor learning or in a situation that you're exploring now with outdoor education. 800-642-1234 is where the conversation is at. Mike, you mentioned this a little bit here, but there are other outdoor schools in Wisconsin. Is there a networking at all? Is there a network going on here with other schools that are operating in this model?
Works, and it comprises charter schools throughout the state, because the state is very interested in supporting the development of charter schools. You know, they're funded through grants, and so it's a really strong network. And I have mentor schools that I work with because this is my first year. So I have a couple different mentor schools that I reach out to every month. We have support from WERCS, our state organization. And it's a really strong network of charter schools and folks that support them across the state.
I mean, just listening to it, it sounds really amazing for the kids. So what do you grapple with? What is your greatest challenge now?
Greatest challenge, well, obviously COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the greatest challenge right now, making sure that the students are safe, that they're that we have protocols set up to make sure that students are wearing masks, that they're washing their hands. I think, and I think any principal right now would probably tell you that might be the biggest struggle of their careers. So, but beyond that, I think just making sure that we're reaching out and advertising and letting the public know. Rolls is kind of a little bit of a secret right now. I mean, it's only the second year. So parents are finding out about us kind of word of mouth, and maybe now that after this morning, more folks will know about us, but it's our second year.
Have you had to deal with any positive cases yet?
We haven't. Yeah, we've been lucky so far. But we have processes in place if that would occur.
Where's the running water? I would assume the yurts don't have it.
They do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have the heat in the water. Okay.
Yeah. And we've also set up like hand wash stations and those types of things. So.
All right. So as we start to wrap up here, what do you hope the future looks like for your school and others like it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I hope to expand this model, like you mentioned earlier, expand this model, expand the opportunities. I would love, we can only have so many students. We do have a cap, and we're at that cap or close to that cap. We have a couple openings in second and third grade right now, but we're pretty close to our cap. And I'm just hoping that this model or parts of this model could be spread across the country, spread across Wisconsin, because it is a great way to learn. And after, this is my 27th year in education, and this is some of the best learning I've ever seen.
Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate the time today.
Mike Mullen is principal of River Edge Outdoor Learning Elementary School in Ozaukee County. Previously, he's been a biology teacher and a park ranger. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.